Last week we started learning the Mishnah, Baba Kama, that's still from the day. The Sefer, the Mishnah, discussed the case where I went to someone who dyes wool, and I asked him to dye the wool red, the Tzavei Shasa. So the halacha over there was, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im Ashvat Yeser La Yitzia." If the benefit that I derived from the fact that even though he did the wrong thing, he was supposed to dye it red and he actually dyed it black, the benefit that I derived is more than Yitzia, which is his expenses, and we'll soon that will be part of what we'll concentrate on the share this week, is what's considered benefit to me, what's considered Yitzia, what's considered his expenses. Then the halacha is, if the shvach, the benefit that derived, is more than what his expenses were, then nice one, Yitzia, you pay his expenses that he has, that he incurred in dying this wool. The Meitzia is there, the Shvach, and his expenses were more than the benefit that derived. Nice and nice. As a Shvach, obviously not going to pay more than what was the benefit that the person derived from, if it wasn't something which you had agreed upon that he should be doing for you. That's the halacha what it says in the Mishnah. Now, we started last week with the sugya of Mi'at Reva. This week we're going to learn the sugya of Yerid Rishus, and as Hashem will tie these two sugyas together and to try to better understand the Mishnah. And last week we mentioned two different cases which you didn't see earlier, halach l'maisa, what would be in those cases. I'm going to go over those cases and then we'll tie it into the Mishnah. One case was where someone went to, he's a wholesaler of clothing, a manufacturer, and he went to a factory. And he wanted to produce, he had a certain idea that a certain shirt would sell very well. He went to them and he told them exactly the way he wanted them to make up the shirt. And he provided them the materials, provided them the cotton and the buttons, he provided them all the materials. And he asked them to make up the shirt in a certain way. And the factory did not make it up the way it was supposed to be made. And as a result of them not making it the way it was supposed to make it, they're going to have to sell it for a cheaper price than they would have sold it had it been made up the right way. But if it made up the right way, you'd been able to sell for $25. And now, as a result of them not making it the proper style, they could only sell it for $20. So the shiloh, the last of Dan, is A, you have to pay for them for the job that they did, and if you have to pay, how much are you required to pay them? And the third shiloh, which was in the Maracabas this week, also is, better than I can tell them, listen, I'm not interested in taking it at all. You messed up. I gave you material. Give me back my material, and you keep the shirt. You be busy with it, and you sell it. So whether or not that he would have an option to say, "So I'm not interested in this. You keep everything. You go about your business selling it. Just pay me back the money that I gave you, the amount of the raw materials that I gave you, and we'll call it even." So those are the three nedarim which we have to down in this case. Second shiloh, which is similar to that shiloh, what would be when you did something for your own personal use? We gave a case last week where someone had dining room chairs. He wanted it stripped and to change the color. And originally it was one color. And the reason why he was asked the person to do the job was because of age, because it was already getting a little ruined. But he figured once he's paying someone to fix it, he wants the colors changed. So for there, the difference between the cases, obviously you have no ability to resell it. It's something that's used furniture, you can't resell it. But the person sort of forced upon you this benefit, and now he painted it the wrong color, the original color, as opposed to the color which you had asked him to change it to. So the shaila is how much, if at all, you have to pay for the benefit that you got out of it. So let's start with the sugya of Yerid. The sugya of Yerid is like this. We'll go straight to Mechabah. The Mechabah in Simen Shin Ayin Hei is like this. Hayerid is like Sadat HaVeri Shaloi Bishot. If someone goes down to case that the Mechabah is talking about, which is actually the case of the Gemara, you had a field, and the field was not planted. The person sees the field not planted, and he's Yerid Lutzer Sadech HaVeir Shalei B'Shus V'Notah, and he plants that field. So the law is like this. Im Haitha Sadeh Asiyah Lita, if the Sadeh was something which was aimed to be planted, and the law is aimed in Kama Adir Reis Lita Mesadeh Zulintay, and you pay him for how much is aimed that someone pays to have his field planted. And the mission, and this Gubayt and Gemara, what happens with passing is a very important halacha. The halacha is that even in a case where I didn't make up specifically, we had no deal between them, usually I hire a worker, I pay him for the work that he does. Here we have a case where there was no contact between them, the person didn't know that you were coming to plant this field, he never had any contract with you, he never spoke to you about how he wants this field planted, but you went and you happened to have gone down to plant his field. The halacha is, you are responsible to pay him how much of the norm is to pay the tzitzit cave for such a field to be planted. So in the case where, let's say, I needed my grass cut, a person sees that my grass is very long, and I probably, let's say, capable of pulling out a tzitzit. I'm obviously not going to leave it, and I wasn't planning to do it myself. I was doing it myself, and I'd have a different halacha. And a person comes and cuts my grass, the halacha will be, I'll be responsible to pay, and that's the third mission of a year that there's sort of a very shalai b'shos. If someone goes and benefits me in a way which I needed to derive that benefit anyway, even though we had absolutely no deal arrangement, the prior arrangement, I have a responsibility to pay. Someone's saying he has a good business model, and maybe he'll go around town and he'll see anyone who needs his loan mode, and I would go and cut it, and the answer is enechanam. Probably you would be able to do it. Yeah, you might not get, we'll see the rate that you get paid, we'll see what we're in a few minutes, you don't get necessarily the rate that you want to charge. It might be the minimum rate of how much people pay for such a job being done, but the answer is yes. In such cases, the fact that the Hurricane Sandy, someone went and all the fences that were down, the roofs that were down, and someone went and those things were sealed, he said they were going to be replaced, and you went and you chopped the rind and you went and replaced all the roofs and fixed all the fences. The answer is yes. Based on what we learned over here, that a sada, a sealita, something which is aimed to be fixed, or aimed to be planted, there's that, and I go ahead and do the job, then I have to pay it. Again, it's not such a chiddush. If you think about it, Lamaisa, I derived the benefit. What's the difference if I made up with him, I didn't make up with him? Lamaisa circle first, I needed my fence fixed, I needed my loan mode, and he gave me that benefit. So it's true that I didn't make up with him, and if I could be, I wasn't going to hire him. I have someone that I usually hire someone else. What difference does it make? Circle first, Lamaisa, you derive the benefit from my work, and that also is the mechuyev to pay me for the amount of benefit that you derive from my work. So I would have paid anyways for this work to be done, but Allah says I'm a chuyif to compensate you for that work. And again, that's all by a sada asuyalita. So the ena asuyalita. So if the person would make the claim and say that I was planning on leaving it broken, then it would lie the sada she'ena asuyalita, which is the second part of the halacha, that something which is not aimed to be done. So then the halacha is. Right, so that means it's over not. Basically saying it's over not to be done, but it could be that he gets a very cheap price and he would do it. So here you have probably a case where it's in between. Where it's over, and you're right, it would depend on the case. You have to, this is with the opposite of Hashara, what the person comes and claims that I wouldn't want it. So then in a Hanami would have to look and see as to whether or not the person really wanted it or didn't really want it. And if the person goes and claims that he didn't want to derive the benefit, so basically his argument is it's very nice that in the world this is considered a benefit, but to me it's not a benefit, so I don't want to pay for it. So right, that definitely would be a time. So if someone wants to run into this business of fixing his fences, he would run into the types of problems that you would say. That the person would come and say, listen, right, chewed it up until now, I had a wood fence. But really what I was planning on doing was, I was planning on replacing the entire fence and putting in an iron fence. And if not, the person would have that taina. And the taina would be that you didn't benefit me at all, because the benefit that I wanted was a different type of a benefit. So now, it would get tricky. What it would have to be is you would have to tell the person toil. You'd have to tell the person take away your benefit, and we'll see that. So you see, your case is a little simpler because it will play itself out. You really wanted an iron fence? No problem. So he'll go and remove his fence, and then you'll be able to go and replace the wooden fence with the iron fence, so it'll play itself out to the best, in your case, where they have the ability to let itself play out. You're saying you didn't derive the benefit? Fine, no problem. So tell the person, take away your fence, and then we'll see if the person replaces it. Very often when a person says, I was ordering something else, it's a figment of imagination, he's using it as a bargaining chip to pay less. So then in your case, exactly, we'll see what that loss is. Sometimes it can't play itself out, because it cannot take the benefit that he gave, cannot be removed. That's where it gets a little complicated, logically, as to whether or not we believe the person, we don't believe the person, when he says that really I was planning on doing something else. That's where we'll soon see that the halacha gets very complicated. In case of a mission where I died something, where it cannot be removed, I can't remove the benefit that I gave him, so then it plays itself out very, more difficult as to what the halacha would be. But the basic premise of what we're learning over here is, that the halacha is that the concept of a yoyl, a tzadat, a vera, a shaloi, even though I did not make up, there was no agreement, there was nothing spoken between prior to the work being done. If there's a type of work which I benefited from that work, and we'll concentrate now and so that sealed, either we're something which I was planning on doing anyway, so I'm mechuyev to pay him now. I might not have to pay him his rate, but I would pay at least a kaponim. I pay the amount that all people who were in this business would charge, or I pay the lesser amount of loans are most, so you can get a kid, and I'd have to pay only the rates of a kid loan. It might not be the entire amount, but they will look at the minimal amount of what it takes to get this job done that I'm going to pay.
Yeah, but it's possible that the guy's not allowed to be Yorish.
I'm not sure it's possible he's not allowed. Why isn't he allowed now? He's benefiting me. What's he doing wrong? What's he doing wrong? He's fixing my fence. He's mowing my lawn. What's he doing wrong? So again, if the case was clear that he has service to know something else, so we take that, we factor that in, and you might be able to say that, I guess, the next time I won't be able to bargain with someone, so I get my payment at a cheaper rate, I'm not going to pay the rate that I'm paying in full. And so I'm not sure, again, I'm not saying for sure that it's most of it, I don't see any reason why it shouldn't be l'chatchila. What's he doing wrong? At the end of the day... Well, sitting here, the person has the best advantage, because if the quality is not good, I can always tell him, get away. So the Baal Bayis will come over here, and not the worker, is always stands to benefit when someone goes to Shalei Rishos. Because when he goes to Shalei Rishos, I could always say, I could look after the job and say, no, I'm not happy with this job. I wanted it done better, it's worse. So again, it will play itself out, but if he's not going to do the job right, then of course I'm not going to pay him for a job. He can't compare the rate of a job of someone's professional does a job right, and this person didn't do his job, but I knew he was a professional. Then the day I can make the argument, I would have hired a professional, I would have had a better job, so I'm paying him obviously less, and that will be taken into account in deciding how much the person should actually get paid.
Less, and now let's say that the defense or whatever, things aren't straight out of that level, you're going to dismantle the word again.
So if you're going to dismantle it again, then he will get nothing. So the person went and he worked very hard, and I derived nothing from it. So if I derived nothing from it, I'm not going to pay him. At the end of the day, the reason why I'm paying him is because I derived the benefit. If I'm not going to derive a benefit from it, then we could prove it. Because you see, I hired someone else to fix it up, and I took it down and did that. Then I won't be mechuyev to pay him at all. So in effect, when someone comes and yerid shalei b'shul, you stand to gain, because if you're not happy with it, you can always tell him to get rid of it, and I can start from scratch again. So it could be that he has an issue, maybe half of the charor, but that's between him and the other worker. Not necessarily that wouldn't necessarily absolve me from paying. I derive the benefit from it. Then I had no benefit. If I lose that money, let's say I contracted out with someone, and I have to pay him anyway, so then I didn't derive a benefit. At the end of the day, the loss of yerid is I'm paying for a benefit. If any of the mitigating factors that say that I didn't derive a benefit. I didn't derive a benefit. It could be I paid someone else. Any other type of case, you gave me ask me a case. A guy hired someone for snow removal, and I already paid him for the year. And then some of you came and said, "I'm not going to pay you anything because I would have had it done anyway." Maybe the snow removal company could charge me because they had a benefit because it was done. They didn't have to do it. But all these cases will have to be taken into account whenever it's done shalom b'shus as to whether or not I really, how much of a benefit I derived from the fact that he did the job for me. And it could be you would take that into, again, you might take it into account. You can't say that I didn't derive any benefit. Listen, the job was done right. Now you're saying I would have had a benefit. And it could be you could take that into account as what type of another. And maybe minimize, again, you're paying him the low rate anyway, so that would probably take into account the fact that you're paying him, not what your neighbor's rate says, you're paying him the minimal amount of how much people charge, which usually be better than your neighbor's rate. Maybe not, but I said, well, you better your neighbor's right, so you already derived the benefits, and you're not necessarily going to go less than that based on that. And these are all factors which you might take into account, but the bottom line is, the sherish of the halacha of Yerich Tzadah Shalai B'Shul, is that any time I derive a benefit, irrelevant if we made up to get this benefit or not, the halacha is I'm going to be mechuyev to pay for the benefit that I derived from him. That's the halacha of Yerich. Now, the case of the Shulchan Aruch, which is the case of the Gemara, is not such a common case. Not so common that all of a sudden you wake up one morning and your lawn is all of a sudden planted with trees and bushes and landscapes. That case is not so common. But the case of Yerid, which is extremely common, is what we learned in the Mishnah. And the case of Yerid, Shalai B'Shus, where it plays itself out, is where I hire someone to do a job a certain way, and he changes and deviates from the job that was supposed to be done, but he did benefit me in a certain way. And that's when Nala Al-Mashal, I hired a painter. And your wife went, and she went and looked at all the colors and spoke to her sister and to her mother and her neighbors, anyone else wanted to listen to her, exactly which color. She finally picked a specific color, and then the painter goes and paints it a different color, which happened. So now, in economy, it might not be the thing that I made up with you. It might not be the exact agreement of what but you can't say it didn't derive any benefit. So with this shade or the other shade, now if the person goes and says, I can't live with this color, in economy, there are some people like that, then what could you do? So you might have to take it into account. And we'll see this as Machloekes, the Nesivus and the Chazon Ish. So whether or not Bezim would accept such a time. But the concept is that Lamaisa, the person went and they did work, and they went and painted your house. They painted it and it looked very nice. The average person looks very nice. You can't say, I didn't derive any benefits. So, but here, the Allah will be Machloekes to pay based on the concept of a year that I saw the Chaver Shalom Bishul. There's no again. There's Meisim, the Chalyaim, there's plumbers. They come and they do a job. You tell them to order a certain boiler, and they put in a different company. So you can't say you didn't derive any benefit. You derived a benefit. It might not be exactly what you made up. The carpet. You know, you put the wrong thing sometimes. You know, it happens. So not for you, but it happens. But if it ever happens, the law is that the person can't say. The person might be able to say, "Tell, we'll see." If the person could say total, and the person says, "I want it removed." But if the person is going to try to keep the carpet and then say, "I don't want to pay you because, why should I pay you? I made up to you something else." So that's the cases where the person didn't give you exactly what he made up. So that's where we have the sugya of a yerut of sada chaver and shushu of sada chaver. Now this case is different than the halacha of a yerut of sada chaver and shushu. Because this is considered a case of shaloi rishu. I made up with you that I want a certain carpet, and you want to put a different carpet. So that's shaloi rishu. Because I wasn't aimed, it wasn't a seal, it wasn't aimed to have this type of thing, it was aimed for another thing to happen. It was aimed to have a different style. So these are cases, not of a seal, where you get paid sort of in full. These are cases of a yerut ha-saveir shaloi vishus, v'sada she'in ha-seal. So here they have a different set of halacha. Here the Mechaber paskens, a yerut ha-saveir shaloi vishus, so the Mechaber in Shinai Hei, Sif Aleph, says, im ein ha-seal shamanoi v'yod ha-saveir. You figure out how much the benefit was, and his yodot ha'tayna, the smart type is what yodot ha'tayna, tirish. She'im ha'shvach yaser el ha'itol. If the amount that he spent, the amount that he benefited, I'm sorry, is more than the cost that the person had in providing him whatever caused that benefit to him, noisim lo ha'itol, you only give him his expenses. So you say that l'shvach, his expenses are more than the benefit that the person had, and ain noisim lo ha'itol, so she'er shvach. You only give him the amount that they derive the benefits from them. So the halacha over here, so again, she'ein ha'tzilita is something which is not. Something which and again, it plays itself out very frequently in cases where, for whatever reason, the agreement that was the nature, the agreement that they had between the worker and the Baal Habayis got, for some reason, was changed and it was mevatel, the original agreement. So, on one hand, the person could say, "Listen, I didn't hire you to do this job, I'm not paying." But mitzarach, we have the sugi over here of a yerut ha'sada chaver shaloi b'shus, which halacha is he's entitled to compensation. The compensation is yodei al ha'tzayna. He's only entitled to recoup his ha'itzah. He's entitled to recoup what his expenses were, but not more than what his expenses are. So that's the halacha of a yerut ha'sada chaver shaloi b'shus. Oh, so there's a Rashi in Kuf Yudayim in Bamatia. Rashi teaches, it's not in the packages, but Rashi says, "Imashvach shespiach atzema yoyta leyitzio." Says he gives the case of the Mishnah, which is similar to the Yerut Shoshos. Says, "Sheitzomze b'salmonim ve'itzim b'schar tircha k'shar tziyoy." So Rashi says that we don't give him. As Rashi says, "K'shar tziyoy v'loy masheroy v'kavlonet ha'avitzvei." So he's entitled, his labor is considered a heitzah, but his labor is considered a heitzah, not the amount that you charge for labor. You give it to a mechanic, and the mechanic, let's say, does something he wasn't, so he charges usually $90 an hour for labor. That's not necessarily the amount of money that I have to pay. I mean, his profit margin, for sure, doesn't get included in what's considered heitzah. Heitzah, which is an important thing over here, that Rashi learned, heitzah is considered only the amount of how much you pay a tircha. You pay a day laborer to do this job, how much you've been entitled to do, so you pay for his tircha. And it is the tircha does bring from a Rambam, and so the Rambam doesn't include tircha, doesn't include the amount of his tircha when he gave a Mishnah of a nice and sabbath of Tvayah, when he gave our Mishnah. But my friend, Magad Mishnah, and others, the Raga Mishnah, the Shas argue, even in Shita Sarandam, they hold it that there's a chiyah to pay for the amount of his labor and Pashas Allah, but you would be mukhiyah to pay, included in Raitso, would be what you consider labor. So, okay, now we have the two sugyas. So we have sugya that we learned this week of Hayel Tetzadah Kamerish Shalom Yeshus. There's basically three elements. If it's a soda has three alita, if it's a soda which is able to be done the way the worker did the job, then the law says you pay him the amount of what, it might be the minimal amount, but they pay the amount of what it costs for his job to be done. If it's a soda she'ina three alita, if it's a soda which is not able to be done in this way, the job wasn't supposed to be done in this fashion, so then you only pay him as a soda, you only pay him as a soda, you don't pay him what it costs for the job necessarily to be done, you pay him what his costs are entailed in that job. Now, also the law says that if I say toil, if I tell the person I'm not interested in the benefit that he derives from me, again, the sugya of yerid is gebeit on the fact that I had a benefit from it. If I tell you toil, I'm not interested in this shvach, I'm not interested in the benefit which you gave to me, I want it out, remove it, so then the law says I'm entitled to say toil, I'm entitled to say remove it. And we mentioned that what happens in the case of toil where it cannot be removed, so what the law says there, we'll get to that in a few minutes. So now let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this. So the Mishnah says that if I go to someone who dies wool, and I tell him I want to dye it red, and he went and dyed it black. So how does this, now let's go to what the law says. The law says that you get a shvachia to leitzol, and leitzol, then he only gets the shir shvach. Let's take a case. I went to the person to dye, let's actually go back to the case where we mentioned. I went to the factory, and I took I gave them the raw material, I asked them to make a shirt out of it, that they should dye the shirt, they should make it a certain color, and they should make a shirt out of the raw material which I gave them. Let's do the price. Let's say the price of the raw material that I gave them was $10. And he made up originally that he's going to charge me another $10 to have this work done. And I would have been able to sell it for $25. So the my resource that I was in it for $10, their price that they wanted to charge me was another $10, and had they done the job right, I would be able to now go and sell the final product for $25. So it also like this. The pashas, the starting point would be, the person went and he, instead of making it the style that I wanted and the color I wanted, he changed it, and now I could only sell that shirt for $22 as opposed to $25. So how would this halacha play itself out? So the starting point is that this would be a case of a yeridu tesadah averit shalai bishos. I wanted him to do the job in a way that I would be able to sell it for $25, and he did it in the wrong way. He did it in a way which I can't recoup my, or I can't derive the benefit which I wanted to do it. So the halacha would be this to be considered a case of a yeridu tesadah averit shalai bishos, which the halacha we said over here is noisim as a haitzah. You get the haitzah of how much his expenses are. As you mentioned before, what's considered haitzah? Haitzah will be considered whatever his costs are. So he has his costs that he hires, let's say he has a factory, he has machines working, and he has the material that he put into the machine, and whatever his costs associated with trying to produce the thing, that he'd be entitled to. Now here it's interesting, because he mentions as to whether or not he's entitled to get compensation for the work which he did. Here you have a case where he doesn't really do so much work. He has workers working for him, and he takes a profit, because he's managing the whole company, and he takes a profit for that. He charges me much more than what his expenses are. So here, in the case where I went and I charged him, his sauce might be less than what he charged me. He originally charged me $10. Could be added that $10 as actual expenses, as opposed to the $5 or $6, $7, whatever the case may be. But the chayra, since it's the sadeh she'ein asiyolita, it's something which I didn't want him to do this way, and even though he went ahead and he did the job, and I have to compensate him for what the job which he did to me, but since the blive now is sadeh she'ein asiyolita, because the asiyolita was to do it the right way, so by the sadeh she'ein asiyolita, he's only entitled to the zaytah, so he'd be compensated for his work, only $6 or $7, depending on whatever the expenses are, that's what he'd be entitled to get paid. What? It could be. That's right. It could come out like that. So that there is interesting machlokes. In the case that you mentioned, I exactly should have thought about the case where it played out, it might be too much. So the interesting machlokes is, so what happens if I derive a bigger benefit? Let's take a simpler case. Let's say I wanted to make it a certain color, and he made it not the color which I thought would sell, but he made it a different color. But that color could sell very easily also. So he didn't do what I wanted, he changed his disaster. The agreement which we have between us is bottled. So I never agreed to pay you to make it that color. But Lamaisa, your shvach, the benefit that you derived out of it is as much as you would have had I done it the job the right way. So there's the machloekas, the shach and the chazanish. Interesting, there's no one in between. But the shach says, the halacha is that if you ended up with a benefit, the benefit to you was so strong, was as equal, or you derived the benefit from, even though I changed the job, Lamaisa, I still pay you in full. And the longest, the way the shach explained it, Lamaisa, I didn't make up to pay you for it. The Ulam HaMishpat explained Pshat, actually the Chaznish explained Pshat, actually both say, the Ulam HaMishpat and the Chaznish both say Pshat in the Shat is, because it blinds like a sold out to your leader. If I have to pay only a lesser amount, if I could derive the same benefit which I was trying to derive, even though I changed from what I originally wanted to be done, that blinds like a sold out to your leader, which I pay him the amount of what we made up, because that blinds like a sold out to your leader. The Chaznish argues, Chaznish says that if I make up, and I have an agreement with you, an agreement is only binding if you did the exact job that I wanted to do with you. He buys it in a few rishonim, and he says that applies actually like a sadash enas to Yalisa, even though Lamaisa I derived the benefit, Lamaisa I never wanted this, I didn't want this type of a benefit, and I would actually pay the lower rate of a sadash Yalisa. So your case might be totally that machloikis, the chazanish and the shach, as to whether or not I would pay, how much I would pay him in such a case, where I still derived a strong benefit. And you're like, okay, so I derived a bigger benefit, so that would be correct. So the taka would be totally in that. Let's go back to the halacha. So the halacha is, let's say, a simple case where his expenses were, originally my material cost $10, and he was going to charge me $10, so his expenses are $9. I was able to sell it, had the job been done right, I was able to sell it for $25. Let's use that, that's just easy numbers to work with. So that's a starting point. Also, if you do learn the law of a yerut hasadah chaveri shalom b'shut, this is a case of a hasadah she'inas de'ilitas, his expenses were $9, so I would have to pay him $9, even though I could only sell it, as long as I could sell it for more than that. And the question is, and this goes back to what we learned last week, the Rosh starting point is that I would pay him, in the case where his expenses were $9, I would just pay him the $9. So my mitzvah after avatayin that had you done the job right, I would have made $25. So I would have had a $5 profit. Now that you, because you went there with mashana from what I originally had made up that you should do, so I'm only having a $2 profit. So am I responsible for that or not? So you mentioned last week that the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi spoke very briefly. The Yishalmi says, in the case where I hired a shliach to buy something for me and he didn't buy it, and the result of that, I wasn't able to turn a profit on what, had he bought it to me, I would have been able to make money. So the halacha is, the Yishalmi says, the things that he said, they're unpotted. And that, the Yishalmi says, Omer Rav Yitzchak, Mevatel Kisa, Shachaveroi, is potter. Anytime I go ahead and I prevent you from making a profit, but I don't actually cause you a loss, there is no chiyuv to pay for preventing someone from being able to make a profit. That's what we mentioned last week. So the starting point would be over here also. In the case where I now I can only sell it for $22 as opposed to $25, it's very nice that I prevented you from making another $3. Am I responsible for that loss? Lamaisa, the Rosh is Madaik and the Yishalmi not like that. The Rosh is Madaik and the Yishalmi that in this case, the case of the Mishnah, where I go ahead and I give the person the wool to dye red and he dyes it black, so here we only pay him his haitzos, only pay his expenses after we factor in, include the amount that he would have made. So basically, in this case, his expenses would be, even though the expenses were, the material cost him only $10, but if we're able to sell it after the person's work for $25, we look at it the only shvach is only after we take $15. So we give him all the amount of money which he stood to gain, had the job been done right, that's all included in this principle. So the halacha over here would be, and let's say the case over here, so we'd only pay him, in this case he would have been walked out with 15, we'd only pay him $4. So his expenses, we take into account that I would have walked out with $25, and now I'm only walking out with a $2 profit, so it would be $17. So we would pay him, you take off from his expenses, from whatever his expenses, the only started expenses after you factor in to what my profit is actually going to be. Case over here, where I would have stood to make it was $10, I would have had 15, had I sold the rice, I would make 15. And now over here, I only am making $2 profit. So you take off those extra $3 from the expenses which he had. So if his expenses were 9, I would take off these $3 from his expenses. Same 6. It depends, here it was originally 10, so I'm getting some of the cases. If the case was 10, I'd take 7 in this case. What do you mean? I'm paying. Shrach Yisrael Yitzir is my benefit. Shrach Yisrael Yitzir is what I benefit. Right. So the Yisham is Medayik. The Yisham is Medayik. The Yisham. So the Mechoyk is to show them as to whether or not it's against the Bavli. It's not possible. The Bavli is not Mefurish. You write a simple reading. You're correct. It doesn't seem to include that. But the Lamaisa, there are more passions. There are more passions. There are more in submissions involved. See, the Gimel actually passions like this rush. The mission doesn't say explicitly what's considered shvach. It says shvach and yitzir. The question is, what's the starting point? What's the principle? What did he put in? Do we look at it that he feel like he put into? He gave me $10, and we look at it as 15 because we include the extra amount which I took again. The question of the shaila is, how does this tisham meishtim with all the tisham which you mentioned, that a person is not responsible to pay for many yitzir? So that's in the Rosh already asked the Kasha. The Rosh, which was included last week, but it says like this. He asked the Kasha, V'yeshloimer, the Gabi Uman Shani, the Kibin Shinoisim Lo V'tzvoya, Koma Asher Yo'osu Lashviya, Choshav Kilo Kfar Hashviya. Anything when did we say, Yor Tzadach Haveri Shlo V'shus, that I only pay him, for the Hano which I benefited, and we don't look at what I potentially could have made, that's one Allah. But when I go to a person and I tell him, I want you to do this specific job for me, we already looked and we have to see as to what that job would have gained, what I would have had a profit with that. And we take a look and we cheshbon that into the cheshbon ready before. I didn't have any agreement with him. He stand goes over to my field and he goes in there and as mashbiach. So that we don't take into account that if he wouldn't have done this job, I could have done a different job, and if I would have done a different job, I would have stood to make more profit. We don't take that into account. The only time we take that into account is when I went over to him and had an agreement with him, then we take it into account. And the Chacharista explains this for us, Nasa Kilo Kein Hisna Imut. When I go over to you and I tell you, listen, I want you to make to dye my wool, and I want you to dye red, because I have a customer, I'm able to sell the red wool for a profit. So we look at it like I made off that you're going to take a chrayas for that profit. That's the Chacharista. In the Sivis over here, there's a machloikah. The Mechaber seems to paskin that we do not take into account what his potential profit would have been, and only pay him what is without taking that into account. The Ramah seems to paskin, like the Yishami, that we do take into account to what his potential profit would have been. And the Sivis explains, as the Kasha also, why don't we say in the Vatikisha Chaveri, which we learned last week, is Potin. So the Sivis answers with Gebot and Ritzvah, which we mentioned last week. The Ritzvah says, go quickly. The Ritzvah says that if I go over to a worker and I ask him to go ahead and to buy something for me, and it's the time of the harvesting season where it is very cheap, and I have the ability to ask someone else to buy it, I wouldn't have asked you. Zokter Ritzvah is a concept called Aris. I'm an Aris. Since you derive a benefit because you came to me, and there's a Hanor that I have from the fact you came to me when you could have gone to someone else, and you put yourself on the line that you're not going to be able to make the profit, the tzur for these things, the response is the concept of Aris. The Nesivit explains, Chandra Mo, based on what we said last week of the concept of Aris. I'll just go quickly because we're really out of time. So it comes out that Allah will be able to make like as to how to cheshbon, how much a person would make. In case a person went and gave insurance to the factory, we have machlokes and machab and ramos, whether or not we look at the potential profit and we take that into account or not. And the machab sheet is that we look at it like a sadash einas v'yalita. We look at it that the person had no right to go ahead and to do this job. Well, I did derive a benefit, and we don't take into account I could have made more. Sadash einas v'yalita, still there is a benefit I derived, I would pay him. The ramos sheet is either later. The Lucharif explains it applies like history. When I go over to someone and I ask him specifically to do a job a certain way, he doesn't do it that way. I feel like I made an agreement with him that he's going to make sure that I they realize it's profit, or like the way the Nesiva says that the Kabbalah's Arvis on the potential profit. Now, we don't have time to go into it, but actually, most of these cases boil down to the next halacha. Halacha is like, why did I say toil? I say, am I interested in this? You went and you dyed my wool. You dyed it black. Had you not dyed it black, I would have gone to someone else and dyed it red. Give me back with my wool. I'll go to someone else. I'll dye it red and I'll be able to make a profit. So why can't you say toil? Get rid of your hanok. And I don't want to keep the overtime. That's from next week. We'll be mashing just this nekuda as to whether or not I can say toil and how it plays itself out, halacha, which most of the time does boil down to this nekuda. And that's from next week. We'll also go further as to what happens not in case of Midyat Shreva, cases where a worker, as a result of him not doing the job right, actually causes me damage, not just a Midyat Shreva.